Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Intuition and Spirituality series. Now, this episode is 1.21, and it's all about ego and intuition. So getting the right messages. I brought this one forward because someone asked me this week, what is the ego and what does it mean? Now, he was a young man and he was struggling to understand it. When we define the ego, it's defined as a person's sense of self-esteem and self-importance. It is part of our personal identity and it isn't all bad. However, it has had a bad rap, mainly due to those people on the far side of the ego spectrum. Those who can be conceited, full of self-importance, egotistical individuals that stop at nothing to get what they want. And unfortunately, we all know a few of those. People who let their ego run their lives are not always the best people to be around. It is easy to see the ego take over in another person, especially when you're on the receiving end of an ego attack. Now, let me set you a scene. Say you're having a disagreement with your partner. You might be arguing because your partner has spent money on something that seems trivial or unnecessary to you. And both of you, well, you're saving up for something important. You might be saving for a holiday or a car, even your own home. And they've gone out and spent money on something that they wanted. And you've gone without. For the sake of the goal, for the sake of saving what you want. He may have bought, say, an electrical tool that you know is not going to get used, but because his mate's got one down the road, he wants one, a bigger one. Or it could be another kitchen appliance that will sit in the cupboard collecting dust along with all those other dreams of becoming a master chef in the kitchen. Yes, that would be me. And I fail miserably, don't worry. So you're annoyed at the purchase and you may respond with demanding that they take it back or get a refund or sell it or do something. You might approach the subject coming from a place of trying to understand why they spent it when you were both saving for something special. Either way, you're most likely to spark an ego attack from them. Now they will attack because they feel that they need to justify themselves. They feel that you are having a go at them. So this is where they want to defend themselves and their ego will step in and take over. Everything else gets put on the back burner and they will respond accordingly. They will manipulate, they can emotionally abuse, they can threaten, or they can just simply storm off just to get their point across. Now, the ego will attack any way it can, just to be right. And when I say right, I mean right in their eyes. They will puff themselves up so much physically, emotionally, and mentally that you will not be able to compete with them. Possibly because all logic gets thrown to the wall. And the only thing that makes any sense in an ego attack is that person winning. So I used to find it so challenging and things would just go everywhere. I could not get the logic, the understanding when I was being sort of attacked. And if you step up to that plate, if you allow your ego to come out too, then it becomes a battle of the egos. And that, it never finishes well. What I'm suggesting is we look at it in a different way. Now, remember, we can't control other people, but we can control ourselves. And if we can control ourselves, our ego doesn't take over. And yet, we can still get our point across. Now, first things first, you are not going to win every battle. If that's your intention, then your ego is already controlling you. This is about getting an understanding of the situation and creating better outcomes for everyone involved. Now, often the reason why we are attracted to a certain individual is because of the areas in our life that is lacking. Therefore, this person isn't always wrong to be the way they are. It's about us learning from them and them learning from us. We often take on other relationships, or we take on relationships because we feel like we're lacking something and we believe that this other person can fill that gap for us. And majority of times, no, nearly all the time, that doesn't work. So let's look at it this way. If intuition is communication or messages from our spiritual body, then ego is our communication or messages from our physical body. Ego is from the physical, intuition from the spiritual. But how do you tell the difference? The difference is the intention behind the message. Now, we know that intuition is a communication from our spiritual self to our physical self. Our spirit gives us intuitive messages in order to create some sort of action or response. And this helps us with making decisions. So the ego works in a very similar way. It's sending out messages that are of a physical nature. These messages can still come to us as a mental thought or a visual impression. They can come to us as an emotional expression or a physical feeling. Both the ego and intuition are sending us these messages. And this is what makes it so confusing. And this is what this young man was saying to me. How do I know the difference between the ego, what the ego is saying or sending the communication, and what my intuition is saying or sending? So again, we look at the intention behind the message. I have often spoke to people about the words that they use, and when we start to use these words, it actually starts to create those intentions. So we have to be very mindful of the words that we use. And when we're in the middle of an argument, being mindful about the words that we use is very rarely top of the list. So this is where we need to really look at it. For an example, to exercise isn't egotistical. It's great for the body, and the body will scream out for movement. So to do exercise isn't egotistical. But you and I know when the intention behind that exercise is to show off in a false, confident way, or a way that belittles or puts somebody else down, then we know that that exercise has then gone into more of a egotistical realm. So there's certain areas that we can look at when we're looking at the messages from the physical and the messages from the spiritual. These are just a few of them, and it'll give you a bit of an understanding. When we look at the focus, now often when it's the ego talking, it's the focus is on the individual. What's best for that person? And how can I get there? So it's very, very individually focused. Whereas spiritual is more of a group focus or for the greater good. So when you're getting a spiritual message, it's more in line with what's best for both of you or what's best for the greater good. If you have children involved, you will find a spiritual message will come through what's best for the family, whereas the ego will come through is what's best for me. So that's the focus. We can understand that. So if you're getting these messages that say, oh, just go and do that, it may not necessarily be for the betterment of the greater good. So be forewarned, that could be your ego talking. The other aspect we can look at, which is often one of the easiest ones to look at, is the message. And is it of a negative, which is a physical aspect, or a positive, which is a spiritual aspect? Now, as I said before, in the case of exercise, your body might be saying exercise, and that isn't of a negative aspect. That is of a positive aspect. So it may be coming from your ego, but it's still a positive. So it's not a bad thing to look at. But majority of times when you're in a situation where maybe you're having an argument, it is that negative aspect that is tending to come from the ego, because the ego wants to be right. They don't care whether it's positive, negative, truth, lie, whatever it is, as long as they're right, as long as they're protecting themselves. When we look at the message, if it is more of a negative, be mindful of it. Be aware that's where it could be coming from. It could be ego-based. If it's of a positive, it was more likely to be spiritual base. Note to self, some people that are very good at manipulating will actually put forward a positive aspect when it's actually a negative one. But that's a little bit deeper, and we'd need to go more into understanding that a little bit further. The other aspect that I want you to look at too is the outlook of this message. Now, when it is egotistical, but usually the person is then blaming others. They won't take on any responsibility at all. It's always somebody else's fault. The reason I did this was the government. The reason this happened was because the person across the road. The reason this happened was because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And the blame starts to go everywhere. That is egotistical. That's more on the physical aspect. When we look at the spiritual side of that, people tend to look at their involvement in it. So when I would have an argument with my ex-husband, it would be, we'd be arguing and he'd be blaming me for a lot of things. And I was then going, oh, well, that was my fault, you know. What part of that did I create? What part of that is my fault? What part of that can I take on board? So I started to look at my involvement in it. Now, there was a lot of areas that I couldn't take on board all of it, but at least I was aware of what I was, my aspect to it, because let's face it, you need two people to have an argument. You need two people to have a fight. You look pretty silly fighting amongst yourself on your own. There is a certain aspect of it that is part of you, so you need to look at that as well. The other thing we look at is the reason. Now, the reason for it all. You will find on an ego side, people find excuses. There's a reason behind it. Now, like I said, they blame others, but they find excuses. Don't have enough time, don't have this, don't have that. That is very, very egotistically based, because, and it's not over the top egotistical. It's just when somebody says they don't have enough time, we all have the same time every day. All of us, every single one of us, has 24 hours. It is what we choose to do with that time. That's why we look at the reasons behind it. Are you finding excuses? That's egotistical. Are you looking for some sort of resolve, how you can resolve it? That is spiritual. That's intuitive. Okay, so when you're looking for resolve, you'll be getting intuitive messages through. When you're looking for excuses, you'll be getting egotistical messages through. Okay, the next bit is about timeframes. Now, I've got in this, the physical side is more thinking, the spiritual side is more feeling. I've put down timeframes because often when it is an intuitive message, if it's a feeling, it's an intuitive message, it can come through instantaneously. Or we receive it instantaneously. I'll often say to myself, especially when I'm doing these podcasts, I'll often say to myself the night before, and I'll go, okay, just give me some sort of understanding of what I can talk about at the next podcast. And I'll often say that at night, and in the morning, I will have an idea. I'll either have a dream, or for some reason, something comes to me and I have that understanding straight away. I get that feeling instantaneously. I might not get the message straight away, but I get the feeling straight away. I actually did that this time with last week when I said, okay, what are we going to talk about at the podcast next week? That day, this young man asked me about ego, and I went, wow, that's a great That's a great subject to talk about. So as soon as I felt it, that instantaneous feeling, I knew that that was the right thing to talk about. I didn't have to think about it. When we're looking at the physical, the ego aspect, there's a lot of thinking involved, and there's a lot of thinking because they're trying to weave a web, you know, create that understanding. So there's a lot of thinking, there's a lot of mental aspects coming through, and there'll be, you know, tossing around thoughts and feelings, whereas if it's an intuitive, even if it's an intuitive thought, you will get that instantaneously, but you'll get that feeling that you know it's the right thing. The other thing is that when you're receiving these, say you're having an argument, you can see that they're thinking about the next plan of attack. You know, they're thinking about where they're going next, what that next argument's all about. Whereas if you're more intuitive, you're starting to get that feeling and you're going, oh, that doesn't feel right. That's not right. You know, you start to get that understanding in that way. So the next section I was looking at too was about the learning. So what we're learning and what we're going through with the ego and with the intuition. With the ego, the learning is very manipulative. So it's based on trying to get the other person to go where they want them to go. So they tend to say things to manipulate them, to move them from one point to another. Whereas if it's intuition, if it's spiritual in nature, it would be more of an understanding. Why are you saying that? Why are you doing that? You need to have that understanding that it doesn't make sense. Whereas a manipulation in a negative manner like that doesn't need to make sense. It needs to make sense to them, but not necessarily to you. So be mindful of the learning in it. Are you understanding it, or do you feel like you're being manipulated and taken for a ride? Then we look at, the last one I've got written down is called tones. Now, majority of times when it's egotistical or ego-based, it's very loud and very noisy. They believe that the louder they can get and yell, the more that they can control the situation. Whereas when it's intuitive and spiritual, it's often soft and quiet. So it's more in line with where they're going with their, we don't need to get loud, we don't need to go that way. We can stay soft and quiet. So we have that understanding there. So they're the different aspects. But what I want you to say, what I want to say is that we need our ego. We still need to have our ego. Our ego isn't a bad thing. It's just when we take it to the extreme, when we're using it to manipulate, when we're using it to find excuses, to blame others, when we're using it to be excessively individually focused, when we're being that loud and negative, that is when we're going to an extreme. We need our ego to keep us on track. And I say this because in the circles that I've been around and been with, there's a lot of people that are so, I've met a lot of people that are so spiritually connected, they've gone to an extreme. There was this couple that I knew, and they had gone through this past life experiences and lots of different things, and they discovered that they were actually Native American Indians in a past life, which, fine, not a problem. I'm not questioning that. I'm not judging that. But these people, it was a couple, they would dress in Native American gear. Everything they did was of the aspect of being a Native American Indian. Now, these people were born in Australia, raised in Australia, got Australian parents, very, very non-Native American. But their belief was so strong and their understanding was so strong, they used to dress the part. They would look like Native American Indians. They would speak like them. They would do everything for them. They would hold different events that Native American Indians would do. And I remember looking at them and I'm thinking, I really get where you're coming from. And it's lovely to acknowledge what you're acknowledging. However, you were born now in this physical realm as a white Australian person. Why are you pretending to be something else? To me, that wasn't logical. That was egotistical. So they'd gone all this way into the spirit and then actually became more egotistical. They looked down on people as if we were all supposed to be living in a past life. It didn't make sense to me, and it still doesn't make sense to me. We're born now, we need our ego, we still need that physical aspect, but we need to connect more with our spirit as well. But we don't need to go too far. You know of the gurus that sit in the caves meditating for 7-8 years. Beautiful, wonderful, I'd love to do that. But I also wanted to have children, and I wanted to live in this environment that I was born into. I wanted to experience it all. Sitting in a cave for 7 years does not allow you to experience what you're experiencing. Some may say that they would be happy to sit in a cave rather than experience what they're experiencing, which I get, don't worry, I've been there, done that. But in all honesty, it's not realistic. Imagine if all the world decided to sit in caves. To start with, there wouldn't be enough caves. But where would we go? What would we do? What would be happening? Who would be feeding us? Where do we go from there? So we have to have our ego. We have to have our physical aspect to it. We can't just be all spirit, and we can't just be all soft and feeling and quiet. We need to have both. So how do you tell an intuitive message from an egotistical message? So we'll go back into that. You know, you're in this fight, you're in this argument, I should say. What you need to do is notice how you're feeling. Now, when you get that feeling like the fingernails down the chalkboard or something to that effect, when you get that feeling, that is your intuition kicking in. Now, you have a choice now, because also your ego would be kicking in. You have a choice to respond with an ego message or response, or you have a choice to respond with an intuitive message or intuitive response. And this is how we need to go. Now, when somebody's having a go at you, and they will do that, especially in relationships, because that's what it's all about, you need to be mindful of how you're feeling. Now, the other thing is pay attention to what is being said or how things are being said. So that's that intention behind it. Or what's being responded to. Don't mimic the aggressor. Stay calm. All right? And let's face it, if you don't have an aggressor, there's not an argument there. So there's got to be one that's more aggressive than the other. And I don't mean nasty. I just mean, you know, wanting to get their point across a little bit stronger. And look, they're going to press your buttons. They will. When they press them, and they will press them, they're going to press them, and it will annoy you. It will annoy you no end, but they will press your buttons. And if you do not respond to it, they will press other buttons and keep pressing buttons until they get some sort of a response. That was what happened in my past relationship. One of my buttons was about being a bad parent. At that stage, I had three babies within 3 years. By the time the third one came along, I was struggling to cope. I was experiencing a bit of postnatal depression, and I was experiencing lots of emotional aspects that go along with that. And one of the things that I did to get through that, I got dropped off at the doctor's and told to get something for it. So it was a little bit degrading. But this doctor, I was really lucky. This doctor was an alternate therapist. And she said to me, I can give you Valium, which was the drug of choice in those days, or you can read these books and come back to me in a week or 2 weeks' time. I can't remember. She said, so you've got the choice. What do you want to do? Do you want the tablets or do you want the books? And I took the easy way out because, man, I was just struggling. I had an alcoholic husband, 3 kids in 3 years. I was 2 states away from any of my family members. I wasn't coping. So I grabbed the list of books. I took the easy way. For me, that was easier than trying to get off drugs. I took the books and I started reading, and this is where I really started to get my understanding. You guys now are lucky. You've got podcasts. We didn't have anything like this when I was going through mine. We didn't have internet. Oh my God, I am old. But we had books, and so books it was, and books and books and books and books and books, and I'd hire 10 at a time, and I'd take them home, and I'd, you know, get what I could out of them. There was a lot of books I brought home, didn't read. A lot of them I read some, got a bit out of it. There was some that I just got nothing out of. But there was one particular one that really, really changed a lot of things. It was called Dance with Anger by Harriet Lerner. Now, it's really worth a read because it was this ego versus intuition that this book helped me with. So it was a dance with anger. So basically, when somebody is trying to is angry and they're trying to manipulate you, she called it dancing. It was like they were taking you on a dance and they were taking you where they wanted to go. So the tip was in there. Well, what I got out of it was that you always had to bring the argument back to where it started, to what the problem was. Now, this is where this was happening for me. So when I'm telling you about pressing buttons, this is how it happened for me. He came home one night and I'd had the three kids in bed. I'd had his dinner in the oven. It was all waiting there. I was tidying up and he'd come in from the pub and wanted dinner. And for some reason, he must have had an argument at the pub or whatever it was, I'm not sure, but he was in a mood. And I said, your dinner's there, you just need to put it in the microwave and it's done. So he's taken the meal over to the microwave and there was dust on the microwave. And he let me know that there was dust on the microwave in no uncertain terms. So constantly, you can't even clean the house. There's dust on the microwave. There's dust on the microwave. There's dust on the microwave. That's what I got. And I went, if it's really a problem, I'll wipe it. So I've wiped and the dust is gone from the microwave, but he could not let it go because I didn't join in with him. I didn't attack back. I didn't let my ego come forward. I went, all right, let's clean the dust off. And then he'd go, and you're not a good mother. And I said, You're upset about the dust on the microwave. The dust on the microwave is gone. And you can't even clean this. Rah, rah, rah. When the dust is gone from the microwave. That's what we were arguing about. And then he'd take it off on a completely different tangent. You can't even drive the car properly, or you can't even clean the house, or you can't even do the gardening. And it would just keep going on and on and on. But I kept on bringing it back. But you were upset about dust on the microwave. There's no dust on the microwave now. Why are you still upset? And he'd go on and on and on again. So I would bring it back again. Do you know why you're arguing? We're arguing about dust on the microwave and there's no dust on the microwave anymore. Of course, he didn't like that all that much. But that's what this book was about, this Dance with Anger by Harriet Lerner. That's what it was all about bringing it back to what the original problem was, or the original spark, if that was it, the original ego attack was, and working it from there. Because what happens is, because he wasn't getting what he wanted, he didn't get me, my ego, to jump up, he had to try and find another button to press, and he would just keep on pressing, until he just sort of got sick of it, and he said, oh, you don't listen to me, and stormed off to bed. That's what it was all about. That was my first opportunity to really understand. That book really helped. But my first opportunity to really understand that the more I stood up and let my ego come through, the more we just clashed. So it was better not to. And it didn't mean I couldn't say. The way I said what I needed to say was done with a better intention. My intention was to resolve, not to fight. So the dust went from the microwave. I couldn't clean the house. I can't maintain all that with three babies under three. I could not do it on my own. But I could. What he attacked was the microwave. I could control that. So this is how we can help. This is the tip that we can do. We still need to have a healthy ego. We still need to take pride in ourselves and our environment, and especially our attitude, but not at the cost of someone else. If we become too prideful, then we'll get that overinflated ego has come back to the surface. Be really mindful of that. Next time you're in an argument and you're trying to work out if it's the ego talking or if it's your intuition, go back to those little things. Is it individually focused or focused on the greater good? Is it negative or positive? Is it about blaming others? You know, and often that's they're blaming you. Or is it looking at your involvement in it? There was dust on the microwave. I wiped it up. That was my issue. I was the stay-at-home mum. That's my issue. Were they finding excuses or were looking for resolve? Were they thinking? Because I could see him thinking. It was like, okay, I'm not getting there. I'll try this button. Oh, that didn't work. I'll try this button. I went with the feeling. It was more about, well, it doesn't feel right. Was it manipulative or was it an understanding? Was it loud and noisy or was it soft and quiet? That's how you can tell the difference between the physical and the spiritual, the intuition and the ego. So the takeaway for all this, because I've talked too long again, oops, sorry. Intuition and ego come from our two different bodies. You can't have one without the other. Intuition from our spiritual side and ego from the physical side. When the ego takes over, we become loud and aggressive. When the intuition takes over, we become quiet and peaceful. We need both the ego and the intuition for a happy balance. However, a lot of the time the ego doesn't like intuition stepping in and will attack without warning. So be mindful. There will be those times when you think, I'm doing okay, and somebody will press a button and it's like, rah, out we go. Be kind to yourself. It does happen. So if you want any more understanding, I hope that's helped. If you want any more understanding or any tools for trusting your intuition, subscribe to the podcast. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And or you can jump onto the website. So it's www.intuitivenature.com.au and check out the blogs and free resources. If you go to the resources section, you'll find different things in there. Now, I've also got a group on Facebook, which I am starting to do a little bit more with, and it's called Emotional Mastery. So you can have a look at that. Ask to join that if you like. You have to ask to join. I'm not being really particular, but I want it to be a safe space, so I am sort of being a little bit cautious about who I allow in. So that's Emotional Mastery. And I am looking now at doing interviews for the podcast too, so you don't have to just listen to my voice all the time. So remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It's part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, the intuitist from Intuitive Nature, and I thank you for listening. Have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.